situations I put myself in. Just wanna know when I'm coming home again. You've always been so good to me. No matter what I've done, yeah. You've always been right there for me. You care for me. No matter what I've done, it's unconditional.
Nice outside it is today. It'll be a great day to just sit back, relax, and listen to the radio.
12 seconds later.
You know what? I changed my mind. It's too cold. Let's go listen inside. No matter what the weather is outside, you can still listen to WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio. Stay cool, stay warm, and keep it locked.
Decided to make my topic about senior year in college as well as how it's been affected due to the pandemic.
So now that I am a senior in college, I would tell my freshman self to eat healthy, go to sleep at normal times.
When you have a roommate that you don't like, you have to make the best of it. Instead of try to burn bridges, you got to try to fix them and be friendly with them.
To join more clubs and make friends. That way I add more to add to my resume.
Don't pick the school just for the name of it and for the prestige that it is. Rather, to make yourself happier and be with your own friends. So I definitely would have started out at Oneonta to begin with.
I think it's super important to look for and take classes that you enjoy. After Oneonta, I actually transferred to UAlbany, so I'm currently taking classes that I love. And I think they teach me more than just the core information that most colleges offer.
I wouldn't change anything in the last 4 years because things happened for a reason and I was supposed to do the things that I did and meet the people I met.
I would change the amount of effort I put into my classes and I would have tried harder to get a better grade so my GPA would be higher.
It would be to stay as a adolescent education major instead of switching to sport management and changing my degree for like the fifth time.
Due to the pandemic, I would say that there is a lot of changes in college life, and it's a lot of adjusting for everyone.
It's been rough. I'm student teaching right now, and I'm completely all online, when the past 3.5 years, I was training to be in-person student teaching.
Since the pandemic, I appreciate face-to-face classes more. As much as I hated waking up early and having to sit in a classroom, I learned better that way. Learning through a screen is a whole different experience from sitting in a classroom. There are so many distractions at home, and I always feel behind on assignments.
Definitely the social aspect. While taking online classes has not affected me in a negative way, the best part of college is getting to meet new people and experiencing different social clubs, sports, and anything that sparks your interest. If there are new social opportunities available at your school, take advantage of those because they are few and far.
teach children that they must submit. How long will we continue to crush their spirit? Just walking home to pay the price. With our lives we roll a paradise.
dream.
Spinach has vitamins A, B, and D. But spinach has never appealed to me. But one day while having dinner with a guy, I decided to give it a try. I didn't like it the first time. It was so new to me. I didn't like it the first time. I was so young, you see. I used to run away from the stuff, but now I can't get enough. Oh, I didn't like it the first time, but oh, how it grew on me. I didn't like it the first time. I had it on a date. Although the first was the worst time, right now I think it's great. Somehow it's always hitting the spot, especially when they bring it on hot. Oh, I didn't like it the first time, but oh, how it grew on me. The first time I thought it was so strange. I wasn't getting much younger, so I just made the change. No longer is the stuff on the shelf, cause now I make a pig of myself. No, I didn't like it the first time, but oh, how it grew on me.
kept on moving without a doubter. I forgot who they are, the ones I'm looking for. Their faces fade, their trace is gone. Did I go? Did I lose everyone?
I bet you and that Jim thought y'all was gonna leave.
hit the gas. If home is the open air, then baby we can go anywhere. Yeah.
Thank you. give it to me, 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 give it to me.
Something's tipping on the edge, daydream slipping off the bridge. What is dream is another's day.
Thank you. Feeling kinda helpless now. I'm in a box looking at a shifting grounds, interpreting new sounds. My eyes were sharp and then I found out way too profound for me sober. I've been searching for some other, right beside myself, like you don't provide the help, the clarity for me to see the lies and deceit that they try to pull over. We still my people, they suffering. Yeah, my people stay suffering. Streets there is mumbling, I feel your narrative crumbling. May Kali's fire burn you down. With this land free of rotten crown, I'm ready to make a new sound. I can't contribute to the lies in this fickle paradise. These days you gain truths and lose followers. And trust me, these blessings are working just how they should. And as things try to disguise themselves like false truths, let them go like fake news, you must move through. Reflect the highest you, don't allow yourself to be consumed by the fear these men adhere to. We were put here as equal, this is our time, no sequels. Still my people, they suffering, yeah, my people stay suffering. Streets there is mumbling, I feel your narrative crumbling. May Kali's fire burn you down. With this land free of rotten crown, I'm ready to make a new sound. May Kali's fire burn you down. With this land free of rotten crown, I'm ready to make a new sound. I contribute to the lies in this fickle paradise. Fickle paradise, fickle paradise, it's fickle paradise, can't contribute to the lie, it's fickle paradise, such a fickle paradise, it's fickle paradise, can't contribute to the lie.
Jesse, you must listen to WOLY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Don't touch that dial. Jesse, keep it locked.
Mike Rowe here with a gentle reminder that civilization is held together by pipes, wires, and cables. It's true. There are over 5 million miles of gas lines, power lines, fiber optic lines, water lines, and sewer lines all buried beneath your feet. And every 60 seconds, somebody digs into one. Look, if you're thinking about digging around, do yourself a favor and call 811 first just to find out what's down there. Trust me, you don't want to find out the hard way. Call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more info.